GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. Our friend Major Carl Lamb with the Maine National Guard dialing in on the PDQ Tour telephone line ahead of what will be an important day on Friday the 25th. Major Lamb, welcome back to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. How are you this morning, sir?
Pretty good, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are well, and you have a guest that's dialing in on the other line. Who might that be?
That's right. That's Ms. Karen Morin. She's joining us from the Substance Abuse Prevention Office here at Camp Chamberlain.
Karen, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We'll turn to you
Good
first.
Morning.
Karen, tell us, what is the importance of the event on Friday the 25th?
Well, we have partnered with the Augusta Police Department and the Kennebec Sheriff's Office, as well as Zero Go Safety. Drug Take-Back Day is a very important issue for us. We want to take away the potential abuse while educating the general public that safe disposal is the way to return any unused or medications that we don't want to flush down the drains and have the potential to abuse.
Well, Karen, we're not talking about people who have addiction problems necessarily. We're talking about people who just have medication laying around the house that they're not using, but sometimes people actually get hold of them and use them illegally. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to make sure that, you know, with the potential risk of misuse out there, that we take that away the best we can. And it's an opportunity for people to kind of clean out their cabinets and get rid of all those expired medications. And we will take care of it. No questions asked. They can bring whatever it is, and we will dispose of it properly.
Major Lamb, we've heard of past drug take-back days where the Maine National Guard has been involved, and those have been met with some great success.
That's right. We've been doing these for, before my time, about 5 to 6 years, I believe. And the one we did last fall, actually 250 pounds were collected to be properly disposed of. So we're looking forward to another great event alongside our partners, the Augusta Police Department and Kennebec County Sheriff's Office.
And just in case anybody's asking the question, that might be, no names taken. It's just anonymous. You give them the pills and that's it.
That's right, sir. It's going to be Friday, October 25th at the Augusta Armory, which is at 179 Western Avenue here in Augusta, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you have any questions about the event, you can give Karen's office a call at 430-5253.
Karen, some people might wonder, and they often send us a text message and ask, what do you do with all of those drugs to be disposed? How do you get rid of it? You just can't flush them down the toilet yourself.
Right, right. So what happens with the medications is we have collection boxes, and the Sheriff's Department and the Augusta Police will take those medications, seal them properly, and then they're taken to a place where they're incinerated.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
And I hope the wind is blowing some other direction, right?
Right.
This question comes up from time to time. Prescription medications, yeah, we know about those, but a lot of people just have a ton of over-the-counter stuff. You take that too?
Absolutely. We take it all.
And this is pretty convenient, isn't it, Major Lamb? This is just drive right up into the parking. We know that that's a pretty busy strip of road right there in front of the Augusta Armory. Again, this event, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday the 25th. But pretty convenient. Just drive up, drop off, be on your way.
That's right. The Armory's right there on Western Ave. And as long as there's not another event going on, there's typically plenty of parking available there. Or across the street in the Shaw's parking lot, there's some additional spaces. But they usually have a tent set up right outside. And it's not uncommon, given the hunting season, for, you know, some bear chili or some moose chili to be sitting there, too. It's a good time for everybody.
Well, that's a draw.
I don't know how lucky people have been, though, so I can't guarantee that.
No promises.
Well, you always do good work. And this has been some programs just, you know, they come and they go. But this is a program that's run by many agencies, and it seems to be a big success.
Oh, it absolutely is a huge success. Just alone in 2018 across the United States, 457 tons of medications were turned in and disposed of properly. It's a big deal.
You can only imagine how many overdoses or illicit transactions have been prevented by people taking part in this program. And for some reason, we've also heard, and Carl, I don't know if you've heard this, Karen, I don't know if you've heard this, that it always seems that Maine is ahead of the curve in
having these to dispose of compared to our New England neighbors. Am I wrong? George, I'm trying to recall that. That always seems that Maine is always ahead of the curve in the amount of prescriptions that we're turning in during a drug take-back day.
Oh, absolutely. Maine leads the pack as far as drug take-backs. All of the local law enforcement agencies also will do it on at certain transfer stations on Saturday the 26th. So if you miss us on Friday, certainly look online. If you type in drug take-back day, they'll show you other locations. And roughly over the United States, 5,000 law enforcement agencies participated in this last year alone.
Yeah, what grandma needs to, or once needed to take care of her aching knees or whatever, might not be a good idea to be letting it lay around, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You never know what fingers are going to get into those pills.
You never know. And if you drive up, like Major Lamb said, a lot of times these nice officers or one of us out there will come right up to your window and grab it for you. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Convenient. Very convenient. George touched on this earlier, but some people might not know what to let go of and what to keep in that antiquated medicine cabinet in the bathroom. Have you any guidance for them?
Well, I would say pay attention to labeling. I know sometimes we got to put on our glasses and check the expiration dates, and I think that's super important. It's not uncommon to have a 10-year-old bottle of Tylenol in your house, so I would say check expiration dates and make sure you dispose of all that have expired.
In our business, I don't have any Tylenol that's extra. we use our Tylenol pretty regularly.
At George's house, an open bottle of Tylenol is an empty bottle of Tylenol.
But, right. Yeah, we've all been to the hospital, and I think they're doing a great job. Now, I can remember when I went to the hospital, had surgery, and they'd give you a prescription for 50 pills. They don't do that anymore. I mean,
no.
If you get 5 pills, you're probably lucky. But nonetheless, any of those pills can cause big difficulties.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to take away that potential problem for you. So please come by.
Thank you so much to both for joining us here today. We remind our listeners that the Fall Drug Take Back Day, this at the Augusta Armory, Friday the 25th, starting at 8. It ends around 1 in the afternoon. There's ample time to get there. We often, by the way, hear that if you can't make one of these, local law enforcement agencies will have a box or some type of collection point. Is that true this year, Carl? Do you know?
Karen, I'd have to punt that one to you. You typically liaise.
Over to Karen.
More often than I do. Yeah.
Over to me.
Yeah.
Yes, they absolutely do. I know right here in Augusta, the Augusta Police Department and the Kennebec Sheriff's Office have drop boxes right in their lobby, and you can bring medications any time of year to them.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.